Okay. Let's, Bez Hashem Bli Neder, let's finish Shas together. Tonight's daf is L'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Tonight's daf is an amazing daf. Kuf Mem Ches Amid Alv. It's an amazing daf. We'll start off on the very bottom line of Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. V'ein Machzirin Es HaShever. You're not allowed to put back in place a broken limb. I'm Rav Chana Bar Gatar, I'm Shmuel. Rav Chana Bar Gatar, say your name is Shmuel. Halacha Machzirin Es HaShever. He says the halacha is that really you are allowed to bring back a broken leg. Rabba Bar Chana Eklil Pumbedisa. Rabba Chana went to Pumbedisa. Lo al lepirke de Rav Yehuda. He did not go into the shiur of Rav Yehuda. Shadre la'ada daila. So Rav Yehuda sent Ada, Amale zil garbe. Go take his garment that he's going to come to shiur. Some say means take his garment that'll come to shiur, or push him to come to shiur. So azal garbe. He went and forced him to come. Asa ashche de kadar. She found Rav Yehuda darshing following halacha. Ein machzirin as a shever. That you're not allowed to put back a broken limb. Amar lei, hachim Rav Chana Bar Gatar Amar Shmuel, halacha machzirin es hashever. No, the halacha is you are allowed to return a broken. The guy who was forced to come to shiur said, "You got it wrong." The halacha is you are allowed to return. Amar lei, hachana didan v'hashmuel didan v'lo shmieli. Rav Chana lives in our neighborhood and Shmuel lives in our neighborhood. And I never heard this halacha. It's a good thing you came to shiur. V'lav bedina garab tich. It's a good thing you came to shiur. It's a good thing I forced you to come. I would not have known this halacha. Even though the version we have in the Mishnah says ein machzirin, but Rav Chana Bar Gatar had a different version that said machzirin, or he disagreed, one or the other. So the Mishnah said, misha nifrika yado. So if the bone of joint was out of its place, so you're not allowed to smooth it down and put it, or with cold water, and put it in its right place. So the Gemara is now going to analyze putting it back in its place. Rav Avi, have a Yosef, commander of Yosef. Avi sitting in front of Yosef. Shanya le yade. And all of a sudden, his arm, his shoulder, like went out of its place. So Omar le, so he tried to push it back in. And he said to Rav Yosef, Hachamai, am I allowed to push it back in? Usser, he said to him, no, you're not allowed to do it. V'hachimai, then he tried to push it in a different way. Amalei, usser. Adahachi, ispach yade. By the by, after the time passed, so his the whole thing healed on its own. So Amalei, Rav Yosef, Rav Avya, mighty bailach. Why were you nervous about this? What was your shaila? Hatznan, mishnifiko yado ragla, lo yitrafim bitzoni. You're not allowed to put cold water out. V'rochitz kedarko, but you're allowed to just wash normally. Vim nisrapi, nisrapi. If it heals, it heals on its own. So you're not allowed to do specific things for it, but you're allowed to let it happen on its own. So Amalei velo tznan ein machzirin es hashever. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to put back the broken bone into place? Ramachad b'katam hashma halacha machzirin es hashever. That you really are allowed to do it. So just like I thought you're allowed to do that, so I thought you're allowed to do this. So Amalei no kula b'chad the machtan achtin. You're going to put them all in the same category. They're not all in the same category. Hecha di itmar itmar. Hecha to lo itmar, lo itmar. In a case that we have a tradition that you're allowed to do it, then you're allowed to do it. In a case that we don't have a tradition that you're allowed to do it, so you are not allowed to do it. So don't try to bring me a proof from the case of moving something into its place from the case of the broken limb. It's two different cases. You can't necessarily apply the rules of one to the other. Let's do the Sahajan Alach, the 22nd parak. And now we're going to begin the 23rd parak. 7 days left, around 8 or 9 days left, something like that. Here we go. First Mishnah. Shol Adam Mechaveiro Kadiyai Nukadei Shemen Uvavad Shlo Yomalo Halveini. A person is allowed to borrow from his friend barrels of wine or barrels of oil as long as he doesn't say it in the language of Halveini, lend me. He has to do it in the language of She'ela. Not a language of lending, rather a language of she'ela. The Gemara is going to explain why, what the difference is. V'cheina, isha mechaverta kikaros, a woman is allowed to borrow bread from her friend, but you can't say it in a language of halva'a. So what should you do? Now, v'im eno mamino, if you don't trust that the guy is going to pay you back, on yontif, he's lending you barrels of wine or bread, if you don't trust him, If you don't trust him, so then what do you do? Maniach taliso etzlo. So just leave your talis by him. Ve'osa imo cheshbon. And leave the talis by him, and you'll make a cheshbon, make a calculation, how much he owes you. La'acha Shabbos, right? You just leave the talis. You know, if you lend him the bread, you take his talis, and after Shabbos, you make a cheshbon. But you shouldn't speak about it on Shabbos because of mimtzo chevzcha v'davidavar. V'chein erev Pesach b'Yushalayim b'shchalios b'Shabbos. Similarly, erev Pesach in Yerushalayim that falls out on Shabbos, if you forgot to buy your carbon Pesach, so you're allowed to take a sheep from your friend to pay him after Shabbos, and if he doesn't rely on you, minich taliso etzlo, so you can leave your garment there as a mashko and as a collateral, v'notalis pischo, and you take your carbon Pesach, v'osa imo cheshbon la'acha yontif, and you make a calculation with him after yontif. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rava Barav Chan Labai, Maishna Hashileni U Maishna Halveni. What's the difference if you use a language of Hashileni, which is like borrowing, and what's then? How come that's okay, but Halveni is no good? What's the difference? Says the Gemara. Amalei Hashileni Lo Asi Lemichtav, Halveni Asi Lemichtav. If it's just She'ela borrowing, I'm not going to write it down. But Halveni, we're afraid I'm going to come to write it down. Why? Because Stam Halva is 30 days, and you're afraid by 30 days you're going to forget. And therefore, the Chamor Misakin, you should say the language of She'ela, which is the type of thing that you're going to get back right away. It's not 30 days, you can take it right away, so therefore we're not worried you're going to forget about it. If you do it right away, we're not worried you're going to forget about it. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that other Rishonim say that She'ela, the thing itself, comes back. Since by She'ela, the thing itself comes back, so you got your eyes on it. By Halva, it's always a different thing, so that's why it's worse, and you're not sure you're going to get it back, so we're afraid you're going to write it down. Ask the Gemara. Again, I'm talking about in Hebrew, so I don't know. In English, I don't know. But in Hebrew, you can't say Halva. You have to say She'ela. So I don't know how that would translate in English. It's a good question. Give me sounds like it should be okay. Or lend me. I don't know. Borrow, lend. I'm not sure. I don't know. Ask the Gemara. V'hakevan dibachol zimnin deboy limimile halveni. Ask the Gemara. How come Hashileni is mutter and you're not worried? Me going to write it down. V'hakevan dibachol zimnin deboy limimile halveni. Since during the week, sometimes you're going to say halveni, va'omar le hashileni, and you're going to say to him hashileni, v'lo kapid al ilave, and people are not makbid, va'asi lemichtav. So since on the weekday sometimes, really, you should have said halveni, because it's not really returning, but yet you said hashileni during the week, And nevertheless, you're not makbid that it should have a din she'ela. So how come it works on Shabbos? V'asi l'michtav. So b'Shabbos nami asi l'michtav. Why aren't we worried about that? Says the Gemara, there's a difference. Amale, on a weekday, it doesn't make a difference what you say. So, but b'Shabbos, kevan da hashileni hu d'shadalei rabbanan, sharalei rabbanan. Since the rabbis specifically allow you to borrow something from somebody else on Shabbos with the language of hashileni, halveni lo sharule, and the language of halveni, the rabbis did not permit it. Minkara milsa. So it's clear. Minkara milsa velo asi lemichtav. Since on Shabbos the rabbis specifically told you to use the language of halveni, and not hashileni and not halveni. So since they told you to specifically use that language. So therefore, min kara milsa v'lo asi lemichtav. It's clear, and you're not going to come to write it. Okay. Now we learned that there is a halacha that even though you're allowed to prepare food on Yontif, if you can prepare it in a different way, you should prepare it in a different way. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan Labai, Michti, Amri Rabbanan, Kol Milei Diyantif. The rabbi said that anything that's mutter to do on Yantif for food, Kama de Efshe Lishnui Mishanina, if you could change it from the normal way you do it, you should change it. Hani Nashi Demalyan Chatzbayu Maya. So these women that fill their pitchers up with water, my time alone, Mishanin, why don't they change the way they do it? He answered, Mishum Dolo Efshir. Because it's impossible. They can't change the way they do it. There's nothing. Well, what are they going to change? Says the Gemara, Hechel Evde. I go, what should they do? Demalyan Bechatzpa Rabba, let them do it with a larger bucket. Limlu Bechatzpa Zot, if they usually do it in a larger bucket, let's do it with a smaller bucket. Haka Mafshu Beilucha, they're going to end up walking more. Demalyan Bechatzpa Zuta, Limlu Bechatzpa Rabba, the people normally fill with a small bucket, they should do it with a big bucket. Kamafshu Bemase, they're going to end up carrying more. It's going to be a bigger tircha. So since they don't have a good solution of what to do, so we don't make them do anything. Nifro Sudra, what are you going to tell them to do? They should put like a towel over the top of the bucket. Asili de schita, it's going to get all wet. They're going to come to squeeze it out. Nechasye benachtema, tell them to cover it with a wooden cover. Zimnin de mifsik vasili miktve, but they used to tie the wooden cover down, and sometimes the knot would fall out, and they would come to tie it. Hilkach lo efshir, ima. Hilkach lo efshir, therefore it's impossible. Va'amale rava barav chanan la abai. And the Gemara is going to also talk about more things. Amale rava barav chanan la abai. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Beitza, lo misapkin of, v'lo mitapkin, v'lo merakdin biyantin. So you're not allowed to clap your hands. Now, Rashi says it means clap your hands from Avelus. Other Rishonim says it means clap your hands b'simcha. V'lo metapchin, that's like to go like this as a sign of mourning. V'lo merakdin, and you're not allowed to dance on Yontif. What's the reason? We're afraid you're going to make an instrument. We're afraid you're going to make like a drums or something. But ask the Gemara, v'kachazin and da'avdin. But so the Gemara asks, wait a second, but we see people make these things and no one tells them anything. So Abai says, well, tamech, wait, but according to your reason, had amarava, lo leisiv inish apun de lechayai, a person shouldn't sit near the lechi in a mavui that goes after Shazram, dilma migander le chavitz, maybe something will roll out, v'asi la asuye, and he's going to come to carry it, v'ha kachazina nami de mosve chatzve v'yasin apun de mavoa. But we see people that that takana, people sit there and they the stuff rolls out and they bring it in. No one tells them anything. Ella Hanach li Yisrael mutav sheyushogin v'alyu mezidin. So the reason why we don't tell them this about not clapping on Yantiv is we're better they should be b'shogig and not mezid. So to over here. Mutav yushogigin, so that's what we don't tell them. So sotovi, we don't tell them not to clap, not to dance on Yontif, because mutav shushogin val alo yu mizidin. So Rashi in Beitza says, this is similar to the rule of, just like it's a mitzvah for a person to say something that somebody will listen to, it's a mitzvah not to say something people will not listen to. But this is only if we know for sure he's not going to listen. But something that we don't know for sure that he won't listen, so then you're obligated to tell them not to do it. So says the Rush in Beitza. Because otherwise, people just keep on doing more and more bad things. Now, this is only when they're shogeg, but if you know that they're mazid, they know they're doing in Isser, so then you have to rebuke them, even if you're sure they're not going to accept it. And the Tashbetz writes that we only say Hanach b'davish and nisrabu harbe sheshog b'davish if a lot of people are doing it. But if it's only a few people, then you should tell them. If they do come to do b'mezid, so that's their problem. Okay. Sover mina, they thought Hanim li b'durabanan. They thought, well, maybe that makes sense by an issa durabanan. Hanimi b'durabanan. So Savar Mina, they thought Hanimi b'durabanan. that applies by only by Adin Darabana. Aval Bidoraisa. But by Adoraisa, lo. That you have to protest by Adoraisa. Velohi, it's not true. Lo shna b'drabanan v'lo shna b'doraisa. The truth is not true. Lo shna b'drabanan v'lo shna b'doraisa. There's no difference between violating din drabanan or violating din doraisa. Either way, it's a problem. And what's a proof? That Tosefes the Yom HaKippurim doraisa hi, adding onto Yom Kippur is a mitzvah doraisa v'kachazina lo v'ka'achli v'shasei ad shetechshach. And we see that people violate it. They eat all the way up until Yontif. And no one tells them anything. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about lending sa'a b'sa'a. Says the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, v'chein isha mechaverta kikaros. A woman is allowed to borrow loaves of bread from her friend as long as she doesn't say the language of halva. B'shabbos hu da'asir. On Shabbos, it's aser, aval b'chol, shapir dami. But on a weekday, you're allowed to borrow loaves of bread. Lame my season to loke Hillel. Let's say this is against Hillel. Desnan v'chen Hillel, yomer lo sav yishe kikal chaverta. Hillel says, a woman should not lend a loaf of bread to her friend and have the woman pay her back with a loaf of bread because maybe the price went up in the middle and it's going to be interest. Ad shetasen adamim. You only have to evaluate for its monetary worth. Maybe the price of wheat will go up, and you'll end up coming to interest. Answers the Gemara. No, Hill could agree to this. One place is talking about where the price is known, and therefore there's no problem of interest. Everybody knows how much it was worth. But in a place where they don't have a set price, then you're not allowed to do it because then we're afraid that the price is going to go up and you're going to give back the same loaf and it'll be like interest. Vim eino mamino, the Mishnah said, Vim eino mamino, you don't believe him, so then you could give the talis to him. Itmar, we learned in the base manage. Halvas yontif. The type of lending on yontif that's mutter, Rav Yosef amalo nitna li tava. Rav Yosef says, you can't collect such a thing in Bezdin. The Rabba Omar nitna li tava. And Rabba says it could be, you could get it in Bezdin. You could get that in Bezdin if you lend somebody on Yontif. Rav Yosef, I'm alone in Litava, the Amrish in Litava, I'll see Lemichtav. Rav Yosef says you can't collect it in Bezdin because if you say you could collect it, we're afraid someone's going to come to write it down. Rabba, I'm on Nitna Litava. Rabba says you could collect it. De Amrish lo Nitna, because if you say you can't collect it, lo Yaivle. No one's going to ever lend anybody if you can't collect it in Bezdin. And no one's going to have wine and stuff. No one's going to borrow food if you can never get it back. If you don't believe he's going to give you back, so take his talis as a collateral. I understand that if you can't collect it in Bezdin, that's why it makes sense that you'll give him the talis. And you'll make a calculation. If you can get it in Bezdin, what do you got to give him the talis for? Leave the thing without the talis and then just take him to court. Must be that you can't take him to court. Omar, the Gemara says, no, maybe really you can take him to court, but Omar, the Lake of Medina Diana, who wants to take people to court? That's why he gives him the talis. Maybe really you can take him to court, but who wants to take people to court? You know, it's a pain in the neck. Master Ravi Di Baravin. Ravi Di Baravin asked against Rav Yosef. Hashochet is hapara v'chilka. If a person slaughters a para, and then he dishes it out to people who purchased it on credit. B'Rosh Hashanah. If you do this on Rosh Hashanah, on Motzei Shemitah. Now, Shemitah cancels debts at the end of it. So if you shechted the para and you gave it out with credit on Rosh Hashanah, Im hayachodesh m'ubar, if Elul was an extra day, that means this belonged to the last year, so then the night of Rosh Hashanah cancels the debt. Mishami. So that means that night the debt becomes canceled. Vimlav, if El was not Morbus, so it was already the next year, it was already Rosh Hashanah, so ain't a Mishami, so the debt doesn't get canceled. Because, gentlemen, when does Rosh Hashanah, when does Shemitah get canceled? The night of Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, that's when it cancels the debt. Says the Gemara, V'ilot nitna litava, if you tell me this debt is cannot be collected, anything that you lend on Yontif cannot be collected in Beis Din, my Mishame, what's Shemitah canceling? There ain't no debt. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam. There it's different. Even though really a halvas yontif you cannot collect in Beis Din, but this is different. Diglai milsa decholhu. Here, if it wasn't really Rosh Hashanah, it was a weekday, so it wasn't yontif at all. So you have no proof in this case. Tashma, mi seifa. What about the seifa? Imlav, if El was not mu'ber, eino mishamet. So if it was really yontif, then there's no shemitah doesn't cancel the debt. Yam bishlama nitna li tava. So it must be that you can collect in the Beis Din. Hayde k'tani eino mishamet. El iam islo nitna li tava. If you tell me this debt can't be collected in the Beis Din, am I eino mishamet? So what does the Mishnah have to tell you? It's not Mishami. There's no Chov at all. Answers the Gemara, no. Really, it's not made for Beis Din. Eino Mishami means the Iyoyev Le Shakil. It just means that if the guy volunteers to give you it back anyway, you're allowed to take it. It says, come on, Mechlal Dereisha, Iyoyev Le Lo Shakil? What do you mean? But a regular Shemitah debt that cancels, if the guy wants to be a nice guy and give back the debt, you're not allowed to take it? That's ridiculous. Says the Gemara, no. Reisha... No, in the Reisha, where the debt really is a debt, you have to the guy has to say to him, I'm not collecting. Seifa, lo tzarech lemer lei mishamani. That's all it means. That in the Seifa, so you don't have to tell him, mishamani. Kedisnan, hamachzer chov, if someone is giving back a debt after Shemitah already canceled it, b'shvius, meaning after Shemitah canceled it, yomelo mishamani. The guy say, hey, listen, I'm not collecting it. You don't have to give it back to me. The guy said, I want to be a nice guy. I want to give it to you anyway. You should accept it from him. You have to tell the guy that it's Shemitah so that he knows that he's not obligated to give you back. Rav Avya Shakil Mashkona. Rav Avya, when he would lend a guy on Yontif, he would take a Mashkon. Rabba Barula Marimi Arume. He would go steal something after Yontif as a mashkon and keep it to him. He would do the following. He'd say, oh, after Yontif, say, why don't you, I want you, know, I lent you a wine barrel today. I want you to lend me a wine barrel tonight. It's fine. But then he would like keep it until the guy would give him back his. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, V'chein Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If you don't have a carbon Pesach, you can buy it and leave your talus with him. Now, we know you're not allowed to make something hektish on Shabbos and Yontif. It's like selling it, right? Transferring Rishus. So the Gemara is going to explain that nowadays, a carbon of that day, you are allowed to. If you chayv to bring the carbon that day, you can. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Makdish Adam Pischo B'Shabbos. A person can be makdish his carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach Chalitz B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. V'chagigaso b'yontif. And you're allowed to be makdish your carbon chagigantif. Says the Gemara. Name a misayle. Let's say that our Mishnah is a proof to this. What do we learn in our Mishnah? V'chein Erev Pesach b'yursam shchalayus b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach in Jerusalem that falls down on Shabbos. Maniach taliso etzlo v'notalis pischo. So you leave the talisman and take carbon Pesach. V'oisei mochesh malach hayontif. So it sounds like you were makdish on Yontif. Answer the Gemara, no. Hachamay askinan b'memana achirim imo al pischo d'mei kar mekadish v'koy. We're talking about a case where you're bringing other people to join you with your carbon Pesach, but it was really mukdash from yesterday. So you have no proof. You have no raya. Says Gemara, v'hanantan einin al behem b'tchila. What do you mean? But didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Beitza that you're not allowed to do that b'yontif. You're not allowed to do that on yontif. Answer the Gemara, Shani Hacha, Kevin deragel etzlo, since you usually buy your animals by this guy, command imne be meikara dummy. It's as if you already had it arranged from Erev Yontif. The guy knew you were going to come to him. Ask the Gemara, v'hatani Rabbi Hoshaya, but didn't Rabbi Hoshaya say, holech adam etzel roa haragel etzlo, you're allowed to go to a shepherd that you always buy from, v'nosin lo tilel epischo makdisho. You're allowed to be makdishin on Shabbos, v'yotzebo, and you're allowed to be yotze karm Pesach. Says the Gemara, same story. Hasam nami came into raga letzlo, since you always buy from the guy, akadusha lemei kara. So the guy knew you were coming, so the shepherd was makdish the animal for you from beforehand. Ask the Gemara, v'ham makdish tani. But it says you can now be makdishin on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, still have no proof. Hektish ilu midrabanan. there's a din that even if somebody else was makdish your carbon Pesach for you, you have to meet the Rabban and go and be makdish it again on Yontif. That's a special din, the Rabban, so you have no raya from that. Ask the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan taught us this chiddush, gentlemen. Rabbi Yochanan taught us this chiddush that, what did Rabbi Yochanan teach us? That you're allowed to be makdish your carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, me Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Vaham Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha follows a stam mishnah, utanan? And we learned in our mishnah, lo makdishin, velo marichin, velo machrimin, velo magbin, trumus and maisers, kol elo biyantav amru kavachomer bishabbis. We learned in a mishnah in Beitza, you're not allowed, it's a stam mishnah. So doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say halacha kistam mishnah, you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos? So how could our mishnah say, Rabbi Yochanan say that you are allowed to make your korban pesach holy? Says the Gemara, lo kasha, kan b'chovish hakavu lehem zman, a carbon that you're obligated on that day, you're allowed to be makdishit. Kan, but the Mishnah is talking about b'chovish she'ein kavu lehem zman, by a carbon that you're not obligated on that day. So if Yochanan's chiddush that you're allowed to be makdish a carbon, and that's if you're chayiv to bring the carbon on that day. If you're allowed to slaughter it on that day, kavachomer, you're allowed to be makdishit on that day. But if it's not chayiv on that day, you're not allowed to stam be makdish a carbon. If I'm chayiv the carbon in 3 weeks, I'm not allowed to be makdishin on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, I apologize that I went a little bit fast in this daf. It's because I'm not feeling so well, so I apologize about that. I had to get it done. So I apologize I went a little fast. But Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning, with Hashem's help, 7:15. Daf Yomi tomorrow morning, 7:15. Everyone should have a wonderful week. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.